you're safe, you're out. What are you talking about? I'm talking about sports and comedy. We're gonna cover it all, cause it's the Josh Wolf and Adam Ray Podcast. Good call.
There's some sort of freestyle poet in me.
I mean, at some point, maybe we'll close with that.
Yeah, we'll see what we'd have to find a beat on there, but I'm sure you could
find
one.
I can do it. I'll find one on my phone.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I'm assuming you...
What would you even rap about?
Unless you can beatbox.
I mean, was that a threat or a challenge or a...
I actually assume, you know, not knowing anything, I actually assume that you can beatbox.
Yeah. Not super well. I mean, I wouldn't be one of those guys that would go to a beatbox competition or even...
Do they have those?
Dude, if you look hard enough, you can find anything. Have you heard of the internet? Google beatbox competition plus your local area.
Have you ever seen...
They're probably underground, though, actually. They're not advertised. You stumble upon a beatbox competition.
No, yeah. Like...
When you're not planning out. Like, you're walking down an alley...
Walking down an alley?
Yes, because it's always underground.
But why are you walking down an alley?
Because underground entrances aren't out in the broad daylight.
Okay, I'm on board for that.
Have you seen the Ninja Turtles?
Those
sewers always tucked away on streets that people don't frequent.
Yep. Do you know what competition surprised me the most? And if you go online, this is honestly like you'll go down this rabbit hole of videos that you can't get out of. Have you seen the slap fight competitions?
I think you sent me some of those videos.
Where people just stand in front of each other and just take turns slapping each other in the face. They are the most amazing. I mean, sometimes I'm like, I can't watch another one. Okay, one more. And they just stand and people get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, man.
One slap. Knocked out.
I don't know if a slap. Well, you see... Anytime you see in a movie where a guy gets like bitch slapped, it's always like for comedic purposes. It's never like full strength, but like when you see dudes that are that big, like those that have hands that are just massive, so there's going to be some force there.
Yeah.
But then they just know how to do it, and it's also not just a slap; it's coming with every part of the arm and wrist,
and it makes that noise.
Oh man, it's not even a slap.
No, it's like it's a combination between like a cupping, and like. When the cupping and like the noise when a baseball hits somebody, it's that combination of like a deep ooh,
yep,
and then a cock.
You could probably get your neck broken from a really strong bitch slap, don't you think?
How embarrassing!
Can you imagine
if you died after you
what
had
happened
slapped?
To Mark? Paralyzed from a bitch slap.
Yeah, he was in a slam competition and fell wrong.
Fuck,
that would be a rough way to. That would be a rough.
That's one of those ways that people talk about it and you can't help but laugh. Like I just look if something tragic happens to me, I just hope it's not something funny. You know, like. Where he was like, he was hit by a, you know, what's a...
golf cart? Rascal.
Right. Hilarious. But also tragic. But like a truck that was like... You know,
carrying chickens?
Yeah. But like, but even more specific.
Like, a manure truck.
Yeah. Or carrying...
clown faces?
Yeah.
Like just...
or even... fuck, I don't know. Or even...
See, I'm the other way. I would like there to be... one of those weird stories because I don't want to be. I think if we talked about this,
I don't think so.
Like
you
when you're,
you don't want to just be a fart in the wind.
No, and like it's like if you we talked about being on a plane with a famous person and it going down.
Yeah.
See, I don't want that. I would rather be like, you see how Josh died? No, he was trying to recreate that ET thing, and he was sitting in the basket. Like I want something like
hilarious.
That.
He had eaten four weed brownies and thought that the bike could fly.
Let's get in there.
And they tried to, and they went off the mat. But that's also hilarious.
Yeah, and a good story.
Yeah.
That's like, for me, I'd rather go out with a good story rather than he died, which is why I go back to, and I always go back to, if you told me you got a week to live, I would go find some heroin and see what's up.
Fuck.
Like right now, let's go get some heroin.
There's never been a time more so when heroin seems like the right move. And we'll briefly talk about this because I don't want this whole show to be about that. But I have been consumed. Man, I prayed last night. I heard my stepdad cry for the first time. Like, this is bonkers, man. And I'm a very half glass full type person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I give the benefit of the doubt. So I'm going to try to, and, you know, and living in a delusional state watching last night the election results, I liked living in that world because I just, again, felt like everything was going to be fine. And look, everything, it's interpreted differently for what everything fine is. People who are happy Trump think that that's what everything
yes.
fine means. But, you know, I just think there's, look, I think there's a handful of things that we need to, like background checks, the way you get a background check to work at a grocery store. Like mm-hmm. I remember having to do when I first got a job at Albertsons in Seattle, my freshman year of high school, to bag groceries. They had to do a background check, make sure I wasn't fucking crazy. I don't know if they do that with presidents, but there should be a thing like, does he make fun of retards publicly? Does his wife have nude photos online that you can find?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, is she? Does the KKK support him?
That's like, a tough one for me.
Yeah. Does he have Hitler tendencies? Is he blatantly racist and misogynistic? Does he talk? I mean, and then all these things. And when people run that, you go, oh, all that guy's all those things, or that woman. Okay, cool. So they don't get to run, but I don't know if we have that checklist in play.
But we could make the checklist if you want,
because it's bonkers that all those things, any of those things, are even a part of who our president is going. Like, what the fuck? What president's ever? And guess what? I guess things are changing, so nothing's impossible. We live in an age, too, where, like, nothing's impossible technologically or athletically now.
Yeah.
Or, like, so, but this is a big fucking deal that, like, and I get, again, why Hillary, I get why people didn't vote for her, because they're so pissed about Bernie and the fact that there was some shady shit that went down, and they somehow made her the nominee when I think Bernie, even it was documented at rallies, was like, had way more, he just had this uprising, and it was, but it was not the popular choice. And Clinton, they were like, it's her time. She's been in this forever. She lost to Obama. They've a lot more power and money behind her. And
they've been grooming her for years.
Yeah, dude. And they also thought she would completely beat Trump. And I think they targeted the other Republican candidates because they thought, oh, let's let Trump kind of build up and they'll beat him in a landslide. And what
yes.
they didn't account for was that, like, you know, that there's been this brooding, building feeling amongst a lot of the country that is like, man, you're just going to fucking forget about us, and no one's representing us. It's all the same bullshit. And,
yep.
and Hillary's going to be more of the same, which a lot of us are okay with because we dig what Obama did and had to dig out the shithole that Bush had laid in place. And, you know, but it's like Hillary came in being like, I'm going to open up a new IHOP. Same menu, but it's IHOP.
Yeah, I'm just going to make it a little shinier.
And then Trump's like, well, I'm going to fucking open up a new IHOP. Not only am I going to put Hillary, I'm gonna put that other IHOP, I'm gonna fucking close them down, put them in jail.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna have an all new menu. Guess what, man? Desserts on page one and two.
Yeah.
They're like, what about breakfast? Nah, dude, we're not even doing breakfast anymore.
Rudy, like, Fruity, what? Fresh, and Tootie. Is that what it is? Rudy, Tootie, Fresh,
yeah,
and Fruity.
Has been replaced by root beer floats.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, fuck, that kind of sounds good. No one's thinking about the fact that I do want a root beer float at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
There's better analogies, but it's, I understand. Yeah, this is why I'm not on CNN. Although maybe I should be.
I would have loved to you. You've been next to Van Jones. Let me give you a little analogy.
Oh,
if I can.
That guy's the man, by the way. Fuck.
Yeah, I will tell you. I love hearing him talk. But let me give you one interesting perspective.
Yeah, please.
That I had not.
Have you been consuming it, by the way, and talking to people and reading rants and posts and like just gaining perspectives and people how they, I mean. Feel
I have.
And,
but I also made some phone calls and I called a friend of mine in Wisconsin. And white guy. And a guy I've known for years, a guy I know not to be racist, a guy I know. And by the way, guys, I just want to remind you that it was said very clear to me. You don't have to hate black people to still be racist. You can still do racist things and have racist beliefs and want things run a certain way, which leads towards things being systematically racist. So that was pointed out to me. And I do believe that. Right. You know, I am not a racist person at all, but I have, you know, and my brother is deeply, you know, he married a black woman and
yep.
is deeply involved in the African-American community. And I was like, but I don't believe in that racial appropriation shit. And he was like, well, I know you're not racist, dude, but that's kind of a racist thing to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. I go, yeah, but we all live together. You know, I gave him my argument.
Yeah.
He was like, it doesn't matter. But let me get past that. So this dude in Wisconsin gave me an interesting point of view. Now, he and his entire family and everybody he knows voted for Obama in 2008 and 2012. And I know that to be true. And he was like, so don't tell me I'm racist. But he said the Democrats have forgotten. This is how they feel. I'm just saying how they feel. The Democrats have forgotten about us. They've courted the Latinos and the African-Americans and the Muslims. This is what they're saying for years. But nobody's talking to us. And in the meantime, we voted for Hope and Change for 8 years.
Yep.
And it never change never came. So their thing was, why?
Not the change you promised.
No. For them, anyway.
Yeah.
So their thing is, not a racist thing, but Hillary Clinton is going to give me 4 more years. And he said, and then he got a little mad. He said, I am sick of being called racist for voting for someone who I think is better for my family. He said, you know what? In 2008, this is what he told me. He goes, in 2008, I voted for change because I thought the country needed change. It needed inclusiveness. I didn't agree with everything Obama said, but I thought it would be better for everybody.
Also, Obama, the way Trump did this year, fired people up.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's, don't sleep on the impact of momentum.
Dude, emotions.
And emotions. People vote. People are deciding. Dude, it's very reactionary, man. Politics are this. Dude, when I was in the fourth grade, I ran for fucking treasurer. And in my class, in the primaries, the first one before you went to the school and did it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I ran against this girl named Caitlin Peck. Okay. She, we were both chubby. Okay. And it's still up to this day. It was heavily disputed who had better tits.
Did anyone call her the Pecker?
Maybe.
Yeah, I like that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she, look, she was better for the job. She had like a poignant speech, but she was boring. And I had charisma. And I was 10.
Yeah.
And I was.
Did you shake your titties at all?
Fat and fun. And guess what I did? Huh. I brought Keebler Elves cookies with M&Ms.
And you won.
And guess what? I handed out as I'm giving my speech. I fucking thought about this yesterday. I haven't thought about it in fucking, what, 25 years. And I'm walking through the classroom. And I set down a cookie on everyone's desk as I'm giving my speech. And then I won. I remember afterwards, she looks at me. She goes, I can't believe you gave everyone a cookie.
Yeah.
And that's why you won.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Like, but also charismatic. Like, I got people fired up, man. And she was boring and whatever. Not to say that's like Trump and Hillary, but that's sort of like that collective. Like,
yes.
Come on, like, dude. People respond to that.
He and I'm only going on what this dude in Wisconsin. If you look at the map, where he lives was all blue and it was all red. It was all blue in 2012. All red this year. And he said, "Hey, the other thing that really has me fired up." And he said, and I know it's not you, but you fucking people on the coasts thinking we're so stupid. He goes, I'm not stupid.
Wow, they do know that, don't they?
Oh, he's like, I'm not fucking stupid.
How do they know that? Is it portrayed in movies and TV a lot, I guess? Or is it just...
Look at all the talk shows that are insulting the people that are voting for this guy. Look, when you demean these people and when you make them feel less than, of course they're going to run to the guy that says, come with me. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, do I think he's perfect? No. But I know for my family, what's been happening over the last 8 years, we can't do another 4 years of. And he said, and just because I'm finally voting for what I think is best for my family doesn't make me racist. He said, now, look, do I agree with all that shit he said about Mexicans? He said, no, I don't agree with it. But
I can look past it.
He looks past it because...
A lot of people do. Even
yes.
The women are looking past to grab the pussy stuff because it's... at the end of the day, it's just words, man. It's not like...
Dude,
even though he does have a rape fucking case that's been thrown under the bus and a fraud against his university. Like, that is... Those are things we shouldn't be...
Not a good dude. I don't think any of them think he's a great guy. That's not the point. The point is the racist stuff...
Hillary didn't instill enough in them to make them think...
Thing.
Bernie would have.
Yes, Bernie, because most of this country... Outside of those of us who were happy with our lot, want some change.
And Bernie was new, by the way.
Bernie was talking change, too. So he had
Clinton's been in it for 30 years.
No change.
And that was a lot of probably the problem, man. And in her eyes, that was like, well, that's why I'm ready.
Yeah. And Obama had such
timing is everything.
Yes.
It was not her time.
No, and Obama...
Well, actually, she probably would be a great president. And maybe the and people say
somebody on a podcast I listened to called her the Dan Marino of politics.
Yikes!
Because
she
could never win the big one.
She could have been an Ace Ventura.
Never win the big one.
Laces out, Hillary. So I mean, I think she would have been a great president, and that
most qualified person to ever run for office lost to the least qualified person,
and that's
to
why
ever. run.
And by the way, if I'm a woman who did vote for Hillary, I don't even know what to think because, dude, that's women have made so much progress, and they're fine, and they will be fine. But like to have a dude like that that's so openly misogynistic, and have other and Republicans just on a whole, those dudes, they're fucking sleazy dirtbags, man.
Dude, 52% of white women voted for Trump.
Which is crazy, but the ones who didn't, they're so, and they're really coming out online and stuff, they're so upset because they're like, oh, another example of an overqualified woman who loses a job to a guy who has no experience.
I have to tell you, this is going to make me super unpopular, but to call this a sexist, racist race is oversimplifying it and looking past...
It's also, you're saying that through your goggles.
And you're looking past one of the biggest problems that got this dude elected.
Yeah.
Listen to what I just said about what he said. You're calling these people racists and sexists when for a lot of them, that
didn't
isn't
the issue.
Didn't
she say that at one point? Didn't she say they're deplorables and
yes.
stuff, too?
Yes. So what that. You're saying is...
She fed into the shit, though, man. Mm. He came out... He was so... He was such a bully, dude. But it's like, yep. again, they didn't care. They were, and Bernie would have, in the debates, it also sucked because if Hillary would have really fought back, she had to shake her shoulders and smile really big and bite her teeth she's like, I'm taking the high road. And it's like, well, maybe fucking that's not working for Democrats because this guy took the gloves off and was like, you should be in jail. He's fucking slinging mic drop moments. And she couldn't come back combative and catty and yelled him because guess what, dude? People don't like seeing women do that.
No.
If she was like, you know what, motherfucker? People are like, oh, look at this bitch. Yep. Look at this angry bitch.
Yep.
And it's like, because they don't like to see, but it's for what, it's a double standard. Because then if dudes
huge
do it,
double standard.
You know, if Biden was running or even, or Bernie, and he was yelling, like, hey, you a fucking full of shit, whatever. It's terrible, Bernie.
That was not terrible.
All right. So he's throwing it back. Then people go, yeah, I'm watching a debate. Like, and Bernie would fucking throw facts and shit and go with them toe for toe. But when a woman does, it's just, you know, and that is sexist.
Yes, I'm not saying there wasn't.
She feels like she can't do that.
I wasn't saying there wasn't any sexism, and I'm not saying there isn't any racism because there's a fucking ton of that.
Yeah.
And I for sure voted for Clinton. Listen, I voted for Clinton. If I had agreed with everything Trump said and nothing Clinton said, but I still knew that the KKK sided with Trump, I'd have to vote for Clinton. It depends.
Why is that so big for you?
I can't be on the same side as those people.
Yeah.
I can't. For me.
That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker for me. And I know people are like, yeah, but Clinton and all these, she did, they call her, they take money from the Saudis. Okay. And, you know, all the things that they can say she
pay
did.
Pay to play, whatever, man. You get paid to do speeches. Who gives a shit?
And you know what else? Anybody who's like, yeah, she took money and gave favors. I'm not sure you've ever lived in the real world.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever been in business or been in politics, look, you give favors, whether it's a family friend, everybody gives favors. Everybody gets, you know, at some point in time in a position of power, gives things to people that may not deserve it, and that shit happens. That didn't bother me. That's why, honestly, even though he didn't pay taxes, and I think it's fucking terrible, that wouldn't have been something to make me not vote for him.
Yeah.
That really wouldn't, because I assume that all rich people do shit based on money.
Anyone who's running for president is going to have some monkeys in the closet.
Monkeys?
Skeletons?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd love to have a couple monkeys in the closet. Hey, what's going on with the party? Not much. Break out the monkeys!
Dude, that would be the greatest party of all time.
If you could have an exotic animal.
Yeah.
If you could pick one exotic animal, and let's just give you...
I'm a monkey. I'm going to stop you right there. Because you know why? Because I would want an animal that I could do something sports related with.
What type of monkey? Like one of those little ones that wears diapers that you can...
For sure, not a fucking gorilla. I don't want to have anything in my apartment that potentially will break my neck in the middle of the night because it's bored.
But not one of those chimps. You know, I worked with a chimpanzee.
Tiny monkey. Tiny circus monkey. The ones you see...
Oh, yeah, with the little diaper.
Yes.
Yeah.
But even they have, like, crazy...
But the ones that, like, you know, strength. Like on the streets and this is what I imagine Paris to be like, you know, when they do the box. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, the...
that little tiny monkey.
What is it called? Not a merry-go-round. What is that called?
It's a
pop goes the weasel.
Pop.
No, there's another name for it.
Not a carousel, but
look it up.
Did I ever tell you I worked with I worked for Nintendo and did some stuff for Donkey Kong.
That's incredible and should be on your resume and what you enter the stage to.
Oh, I was the spokesperson for Nintendo for a little bit. Okay, so listen, and I worked with a monkey. Okay, and spokesperson, but mostly for just like their industrial stuff, right?
Yeah.
So we're working with a monkey, and I hold the monkey's
Jack
hand.
In the box.
Jack in the box. I hold the monkey's hand, and the trainer goes, I go, he good? And he goes, yeah, he's good. And they go, and action. The guy goes, oh, wait a second. He goes, I forgot to tell you something. I go, what? He goes, hey, if the monkey takes that paper out of your hand, don't take it back. And I said, why? He goes, oh, he'll rip your face off. Okay, you ready? And I go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, hello. Yeah, yeah. More than 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Discuss my impending possible decapitation.
I was like, what do you mean? He goes, oh, yeah. You know, he goes, he's
very territorial. Yeah, he loves that paper.
No, he said he's getting to that age. He's like getting to that age where he's a juvenile.
What's the word I'm looking for? Juvenile?
Adolescent.
Killer. Oh, yeah, strong enough to rip a human head off.
Yes.
So with that in mind, action. Jesus.
Basically.
So what do you? So you go, oh, wait, just don't.
I go. He goes, listen, you don't make eye contact if it challenges you. Because he's
I would be terrified. Oh, by I was the way. I have a slight fear of animals that are like
okay
dogs. Look, cats in a certain way. If I'm high enough, a cat scares me.
You know when I'm high, and squirrels that's a lot squirrels scare me.
Okay, we both just confessed a lot of very personal shit. Like to open up about a fear is a big move as a dude publicly. But you know when it's filtered through a marijuana fear, that's a little more understandable. But cats, for whatever reason, I've been around a few times when I've been a little too high. And they just, look, they don't talk, obviously. They slither around, and I know you're like, snakes slither at them. Okay, yeah. Well, some cats do, especially when you're baked. And this one was moving and perusing around the room and locking eyes with me. It was almost like it was you shouldn't fucking look at a cat, stare at it for like 9 seconds, turn away, watch TV, and then all of a sudden notice that the cat's like over your shoulder, staring at you again from a different location. That means you're up to something.
Yeah.
Unless it was just sitting there being like, oh, no, I want to chill in this spot. Yeah, but why are you looking at me in the eye again, fucking cat? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just out of curiosity, give me a description of the cat. Big,
white and orange, big, fat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Garfield-esque, which gave me a whole different view on Garfield.
Right.
Now I'm watching the cartoon being like, you fucking pervert.
Yeah, the idea of a cat eating lasagna, too. I'm not on board for that.
Yeah, but Bill Murray voiced the cartoon, so I'm bored.
Okay
with that. Now, why a squirrel? Squirrels on a whole are...
I think squirrels are the fucking worst things. They're rats with bushier tails.
People have rat pets. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. I told you about the guy who had a possum and a baby Bjorn.
Okay. Yes.
So squirrels, when I'm high, I picture them. You know how quickly they run around trees?
Quickest.
I picture them doing that around my face.
Oh, my God.
Fucking freaks me
Thanks
out.
For handing off that fucking baton of terrifying imagery. Dude. It's like we're running it. Oh, my God.
The baton of terror.
The baton of terrifying imagery.
Yeah.
That's a room.
The baton of terror.
By the way, that's a ride at Disney where somebody just stands. They get you high, and then they just go, think about this.
Yeah.
Up.
And they show you a video.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. And then they go, pass it on.
Do you know what is another irrational fear of mine?
What?
Okay. So I walk around my neighborhood high at night.
Yeah.
I do little high
do
walks.
Videos, yeah.
Yep.
By the way, is that cathartic or just a way to get exercise with the dog?
Well, I'm walking the dog anyways, and it's very cathartic.
Taking walks.
Yeah, man. It is good.
If you didn't have the dog, would you take walks like a senior citizen? Like my grandparents, anytime I'd go visit them in Oklahoma, and they had this little like retirement community, and we would take walks around. That was like their mode of exercise. They're like, come take a walk with me.
And
it was nice.
That's not my motor. That's not how
I
exercise.
You go to the gym. But
like yesterday and today, you know, I had to go to the bank, and the bank's about a mile from my house, and I walked.
Great. You do get exercise from even
me,
a mile walk.
Yeah, but I like the headphones on, the music, and just...
Guess what? Because it's the same reason I enjoy road trips or even driving to like Santa Barbara by myself. I like that 2 hours by myself. You get very used and very good at being by yourself when you do what we do.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. Like sometimes I'm like, man, like I... And then when I... you know, we're both very social and good at being personable and whatever. And even, you know... on times I go to clubs and I don't get to bring a feature. I still find getting to know everybody and being social. But there are times when you're like, man, I'm by myself so much of the day that when you do like go out, you're almost like have to like check back in and be like, okay, and now people, I'm around people now. Like, I just, what do I say first? Or like, you know, but having those walks more so than a drive because, yeah, dude, you're outside, you're getting to,
you're outside, and there's something. We live in the fucking
You live in a great part of town. You have good walking neighborhoods.
Yeah, and we live in Los Angeles. The weather's beautiful.
Come
and
on.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning and be like, I'm like, I live in LA.
When's the last time
I've been to the beach? When's the last time you've been to the beach here?
When I did a gig in Santa Barbara, and we went to the beach. That was July, dude.
What about living here, not out of town? And you were like, you know what? I'm going to go to Malibu because the beaches are fucking beautiful.
Maybe 2 months ago.
Really?
But and that was a random trip. I had a buddy in town from high school, and he was just like, man, what's so fucking cool? And I was like, let's go up to him. And I hadn't been in a while, but before that, probably 5 years.
And it's crazy, right? So I'm trying to make a concerted effort to just to be outside a little more.
Nice. Is that your 2016 move? Or you're like,
well, you know what?
You're gearing up for a 2017 resolution of like,
yes.
Josh Wolf's, you know, hashtag be outside more.
Now, I'm not doing what my buddy has decided that he's going barefoot because he wants to feel the earth.
Okay. Well, that's what you call losing it.
I go, what do you mean? He goes, I don't think we feel the earth as much as we need to.
Okay,
and I was like,
well, I needed the number of his weed dealer.
Yeah.
ASAP.
You know what? He actually said, he was like, I go, when did this start? He goes, actually, I did mushrooms. And I was like, I felt the earth. And I just decided I need to feel the earth more. And I was like,
guess what, dude? No judgment.
No.
And that, no judgment. And I wish we could adapt the same type of understanding and you know, empathy for that type of a, you know, rationalization.
Yeah.
Is that the word? Rationale.
Listen, here's the deal. I understand all the words that you've said so far in the sentence.
Great.
But combined, I don't understand the sentence.
Great. I wish we could. I wish there would be the same lack of judgment towards somebody's sort of like drug epiphany.
Yeah.
Versus that we could apply that to like political, you know, party choices.
I agree.
Like the way that, you know, but look, again, and not to get back to it, but like, you know, Trump coming out being like, look, I hope we can work together. Like, we're going to have to divide. Everybody's divided. We need to come together. Obama, Clinton, we're going to work together. We have to for the good of America. He's saying that because that was the right thing to say right then.
Yeah, but
I want, glass half full. I want to believe it. And man, I just don't. Like, there's a strong chance, having control of the House, man, that he comes in and just fucking repeals everything.
Oh,
and
dude, then, absolutely.
Hey, Good Call listeners, Adam Ray here. I got a question for you. Do you wear glasses? Do you buy glasses? You probably do, because everyone's losing their fucking eyesight. Well, look, buying glasses can be expensive. It's annoying, obviously, and a little bit overwhelming. Warby Parker has the answer, all right? Warby Parker is a new company, and guess what they do, man? They cut out the middleman, and they sell directly to customers online and in stores. Warby Parker is basically able to provide high-quality, great-looking eyewear at a fraction of the usual price. Their prescription glasses start at $95. $95! This includes frames, lenses, and coatings. Coatings usually cost between $5,000 and $1 billion. So obviously, this is more affordable. The people behind Warby Parker, they feel that glasses should not cost more than your phone. And you know what? I dig that about them. You might be thinking, Adam, how can you possibly buy eyeglasses online? Well, with Warby Parker's completely free home try-on program, you can, all right? Order 5 pairs of glasses online and have them shipped directly to your home or office. Then you have 5 days, just 5 days, to try them on and show them to your friends and family. Be like, look at my cool glasses. Everyone's like, those are fucking cool. And show them to your family and everybody. Get an honest opinion on what looks best. And guess what? It's 100% free and really easy, okay? So you just do that, and then you like them. You get the glasses. You dig them. And when you find a pair of glasses you like, you go to warbyparker.com, warbyparker.com/goodcall, and order your favorite pair, all right? warbyparker.com/goodcall, and they'll even call your doctor if you don't have a prescription handy. Go to Warby Parker, that's warbyparker.com/goodcall, to get started with a free home trial. That's warbyparker.com/goodcall, and find your perfect pair of glasses today, playa. And now enjoy a brand new episode of the Good Call Podcast with Josh Wolf and Adam Ray.
Here's my thing, and this is the other reason outside of the KKK. You say what you want about her and fucking emails and all that shit. Okay. You're dealing with somebody who's dedicated her entire life to being a civil servant.
Yeah.
To serving other people. I know people are like, she's evil, that bitch, and the treason. That's that you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Did she do some shady shit? Yeah. The email server, yes, but if you look back in history, she's not the only person that's done that shit.
Yeah.
Should she have erased it? No. Should she have sat? And I will tell you something else. She avoided it too much. You know when she's at her best? My brother pointed this out to me. When she's sitting down, and she's so smart.
Yeah.
And knows the facts. She should have sat on Fox News and let them pepper her and been like, okay, but here are the facts.
Agreed.
Okay, but here are the facts.
Agreed.
Okay. My thing is, so the other reason I had a hard time even thinking about this dude, outside of the racism and the misogyny, You're dealing with someone who's been a civil servant her whole life. You're also dealing with the other person who's never thought about anybody else or anybody else's well-being his entire life and has done things for Trump because he's a businessman. And I understand that. And you answer to the board, and I understand that. And to think he's lived 74 years like that and all of a sudden he's going to change? When you're 74.
Trump is 74?
70, 74, something like that.
Wow.
When you're that old.
By the way, he might have Alzheimer's. His dad did.
Yes.
And I think there's two very likely possibilities. That, and he fucking loses it, or he does some crazy shit. The lawsuit goes down and he gets fucking kicked out within 18 months.
I think he's going to get oranger and oranger.
And Pence becomes president.
That's scary.
Which is even worse. Dude, electrotherapy to fucking make you ungay. All right.
Let's talk some sports.
Yeah, we got a half hour left, so let's go sports. But I want to know the way that Obama came out being like, yo, I'm a Bulls fan. I'm a fucking Tiger Woods fan. I'm a LeBron fan. Like,
yeah.
Which do you think, like, and neither candidate, and again, maybe to
that
their.
That Belichick letter fucking shook me.
Wait, what? Well, Brady's a Trump supporter, although he's like, I can't talk about it anymore because
Trump read a letter that Belichick sent to him.
Oh, dude.
Right before, you know, telling him good luck.
Did he read it with the charisma of a fucking possum and a.
No, that's Belichick. He didn't read it like Belichick, but he read it in New Hampshire.
What was it?
It was like, hey, I'm sorry, you know, the way the media has treated you. I know, you know, we've been friends for a long time and good luck. You know, it was basically. Not an outward endorsement, but it sounded like an endorsement.
I wish I could. And you know what? That just sucks. If that was like, you know, I don't know, man. Who's a collector? If that was Tom Hanks,
yeah.
Somebody who was just universally revered in a positive light, you'd be like, oh, shit, Hanks knows something we don't.
Yeah.
Belichick, dude. Like, that's fucking, that's like, I mean, look, that's your guy.
Yeah.
But that's like.
The smartest man in the world.
Belichick?
Smartest football mind in the world,
I guess. But that's like,
you telling me he's not the best coach in the NFL?
That's like.
Are you telling me he's not the best coach in the NFL?
He's not.
Who's a better coach than Bill Belichick?
But Belichick telling Trump like, "I'm sorry, the way we're being treated,"
yeah.
is like a piece of poop telling a piece of diarrhea, "Hey man, it's all good." This shit ain't gonna stink for too much longer.
First of all, I'm gonna have to say,
at some point you'll be flushed and people will forget about how much you stink.
I don't know that you can get a piece of diarrhea. Can you?
Dude, again, anything's possible.
Okay. I would say that
letter. All right, so he's a Patriots fan, Trump.
Trump is he's friends with Belichick and Brady.
Okay.
Honestly, it doesn't bother me. It bothers me that the dude got elected. It doesn't bother me that some people voted for him because, like I said, from talking to people that I know who are friends of mine with different perspectives about why they voted for him, they just have different priorities.
Yes, man. Be open. They have different bubbles, dude.
Yes, dude. We have different priorities. Like, for me, I always vote for people over my money. I always vote for people. So people means social, you know, maybe social justice, not social justice warriors, but voting for people's rights and making sure that everyone feels safe and women's rights and LGBT rights and all that stuff. Like, I vote for people over money.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know a lot of people who, like my buddy who did that for 8 years, his money is now to the point where I can't do that anymore because my family is suffering. Let's go sports.
So look, I think that speaking of the Patriots, mm-hmm. Brady is on pace for an MVP season.
Is he your MVP right now?
Yeah. You know how much I do not care for that guy.
Should Richard Sherman have been kicked out of that game?
Okay, so you just don't want to discuss the MVP possibilities of you? You just,
I think
you're so confident that you're just like, that's.
I think at this point right now,
yeah.
Who's even close?
And I think you can. It's not crazy to give it to him with missing four games.
No.
Because MVP is who's most valuable to their team.
Who's close to him right now? Who would you say? Maybe Derek Carr.
I would have said Russ two games in, but you know, then he just got injured.
Yeah. He's
injured. Playing better now. Jimmy Graham.
Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if I go Dak Prescott. You got to go to the teams. Ezekiel Elliott.
No. Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but they're terrible.
They're going to fall apart.
Yeah, they're going to fucking die. I think Brady. Look, I don't mind giving it to him after four games.
Yeah.
Because, all you Brady haters, outside of maybe two other teams,
yeah.
You all would fucking love to have him on your team.
Of course.
So, and you know what else? I do believe this to be true, dude. I think, so to me, the Patriots are the Yankees.
Yeah.
I understand that from the outside looking
in. Yeah.
I think that's great for sports. I like it when the Yankees are better.
Totally.
I think that's better for baseball.
Totally.
I think it's good to have the Darth Vader.
Yeah,
don't you?
You need it. You need villains in sports.
I agree 100%.
Same way you need villains in fucking politics and
you,
in life.
It makes things more interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know? So I think Brady should be MVP. I don't think there's any doubt. I think Belichick is far and away the best coach of all time.
There's a very strong possibility your Patriots are going to meet my Seahawks in the bowl.
Listen, the Seahawks have...
They're getting it together.
They've squeaked out two games that maybe...
And guess what? And should have won a couple more. That Cardinals and Rams game. We should be 7-1, dog.
What's your record?
5-2-1.
Yeah. You should have won the tie game?
Oh, yeah. We missed a field goal.
What do you think about Richard Sherman's move?
I think Richard Sherman is gets so much shit. I think he's one of the best corners in football.
I don't know if that was my question. Let me go back and look.
That wasn't. What did you ask? Sorry. Quickly defending my... Yeah.
I'm saying, what do you think?
That was unsportsmanlike. No, I think he was going for the ball.
The ball hadn't moved, and he missed it. And you're going to still telling me he went for the ball? He said I went for the ball. Adam.
I think you're running so fast, you don't have total control. He did stutter step for a minute, but he didn't hear the whistle. When he started to go off sides, he stopped himself for a minute, hesitated, but then you could tell he was like, oh, I didn't hear a whistle, I got to go through the play.
Have you ever seen anybody trying to block a field goal go into a kicker like that, or do they, as the way it was described to me, they're taught to clean the table. That's what it's called, clean the table in front. He did not clean the table. As a matter of fact, when he said I went for the ball, that was the most insulting part. He is a professional athlete, one of the most athletic people in the world.
Yeah.
The ball hadn't moved yet. So you're going for the ball and you missed it and you fucking roll up into his knee. I don't think he's a dirty player. That was a dirty play.
It might have been. But guess what? There's so many dirty plays.
Agreed.
And you get one. You get one a season.
I will tell you something else. And I do believe this to be true. I think that
it would have been dirty if that guy got injured, right? Like, he gets up and he was pissed.
If he was hurt, then... But
his wife apparently, like, apologized to Sherman or something.
For what?
Let me look this up.
Do you know what I think, too? I like the way Richard Sherman and Josh Norman played defensive back, but I wish they let all defensive backs play defensive back the way those two do. They let them hold and hand, and I think that's good. I do, because, look, those are supposed superstars, so you get superstar status, so you get away with more shit. But I think they should let every defensive back play like that. It would make the game more interesting. I mean, they let Sherman get up in some fucking people.
Yeah? All right, so his wife, Dan Carpenter is his name, right?
Dan Carpenter sounds like the whitest dude in the world.
And Kayla Carpenter, her tweet, she suggested that Sherman should be castrated.
Can you read the tweet? Oh, can you read the tweet like Morgan Freeman?
Great idea.
Okay.
Great idea.
You got to give me her name, her Twitter name. This is from, give me that whole thing.
Kayla Carpenter.
Oh, this is.
Sherman.
Should we do Jeff Goldblum or Morgan Freeman?
Let's see. Where's the tweet? Sort of apologize.
I mean.
Where's her tweet? Castration.
Do you think she maybe erased it?
No. Here it is online. TMZ's got it. TMZ's got everything.
Okay. So you which is the voice? Are we Morgan Freeman or Jeff Goldblum?
So, we'll go Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
So, Kayla Carpenter got herself into hot water after the Monday night football game when she lashed out at Richard Sherman for what she claims was a dirty hit on her husband. She posted a picture of a castration device with the caption, "I know what we do on the farm when a male can't control his own age. Hashtag act like an animal, get treated like one."
Whoa. See, that's a little too
harsh.
That's
crazy. Then Kayla's... Some people freaked out and point out the long, shameful history of white people comparing blacks to animals in America. Yeah, dude, for sure.
Yep. By the way, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, Kayla Carpenter on Twitter Wednesday morning saying, "My attempt at humor during a heated and highly controversial NFL game has not been received the way I intended." No shit. When I saw the out-of-control nature of the events that happened on the field, I jokingly wanted to relate it to life on the farm, where I grew up, and how it would have been handled there.
No.
Unfortunately, I did not realize that the tone of racism would dominate the response to what I intended to be a lighthearted defense of my husband. Just don't go to fucking animals. Like, stay away from animal comparisons.
And by the way, let your husband defend himself.
yeah, these wives got to stay out of shit, man.
Oh, my God.
And that's not sexist. That's, dude, I tell, dude, my mom, I think I mentioned this, like, senior high school during a playoff game, was at the free throw line. It's dead quiet. And from the stands, she goes, just have fun. And I turn to the stands and go, Mom, shut up.
Because you get teased about that forever, right?
Yes, dude. And it's also like, that's not the time for that.
Yeah.
And these dudes are grown men. And it's that's not a sexist thing at all. That's a... But you do have to let men be men. Like, you got to. Like, we're fucking... Let us have our moments like that to figure out how to handle that. And when you come up like that and then you blast, then all of a sudden... I'm sure he did appreciate her coming to his aid, but also it's like, babe, like, I was going to handle that. Or now also, too, it's like, it makes you look like you can't handle your fight. And there's nothing dudes...
in the locker room?
Hate less than being like, don't even give me a chance to defend myself.
Did you, by the way, and you and your Seahawks, did you see the picture of the deflated ball they were playing with? Go ahead, Google.
Not even going to respond to that.
Did you see it? I'm asking if you saw it. You don't want to see it?
Look, all right, I'll look it up just because.
Deflated ball, you're a guest, and Seahawks. This is what you want. That, it to me...
How come I haven't heard about this at all?
Do you want me to show you the picture?
Did the Seattle punter use a deflated ball on Monday night?
Go ahead and take a look at the picture. That doesn't seem like a ball that.
Gate 2.0.
And by the way,
what appears, I mean, give me a break.
Oh, that's not deflated?
Wait, are they talking about because John Ryan's punt was so.
No.
It was like a 62 yard punt?
No, because his hand goes into the ball. And by the way, I would assume a deflated ball is bad for a punter. So I'm not saying that John or any of the Seahawks did something bad.
All right.
You telling me that's it?
That was his punt where it was 70 yards.
Okay. So are you telling me that that looks like a completely legit ball?
Oh, man, I'm looking at the kick. That does not look good.
Are you telling me that looks like a legit ball?
Well, hey, but hey, if we can go back. All right. If we're going to make
well
this.
Well said. Okay, we're going to stutter it up, or how are we going to do this?
We're gonna make this if we're going to make this a true deal,
okay.
We need to go back in time and replay that Super Bowl.
Why?
Because.
The Super Bowl, the balls were fine.
Yeah, but you got there because of Deflategate.
No,
not
that's not true.
You also...
not true. You know, when the balls were switched out, we actually scored more points in the second half.
I mean, all right. Well, this doesn't look good. His foot's definitely going. It looks like a flat ball. That sucks. Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm just saying.
Touché.
It just seems like sometimes, you know, whatever.
Now, what is your stance on players? Like, should the NFL? Cause, you know, and all of the analysts were saying we're going with him, siding with him, and
yeah.
That's. By the way, that's always a tricky thing because these analysts they want to.
They were siding with who?
Sherman and being like it wasn't. The players were. Former player analysts
yeah.
were like, nah, man, he was going for the ball, hard play, like whatever. Like, I do believe he was telling the truth. And I don't consider Sherman a dirty player. Like, they all.
I don't think he's a dirty player either.
No. But I think, you know, yeah, he slipped up and went. I don't think he was intentionally trying to take out the legs.
But that didn't deserve a flag?
Oh, it does. Yeah, I think
that's
so.
All I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he got away with one.
Yeah.
I do think that, you know, the NFL. But look, they went back on the Saints game and said they blew. A bunch of calls.
Yeah.
Like, they're blowing calls a lot. And that's what Sherman said, too. He goes, look, man, we've gotten a lot. Seahawks have gotten fucked on calls this year. So Sherman's like, hey, man, blown calls are happening all the time. So, like, because you're like, and then the woman's even like, I think is it something Salters?
Lisa?
Yeah. She goes, do you think they should have called a flag? Which is like, what do you think he's going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
the
absolutely.
Honor system does not apply in post game interviews when he's talking about something you did that people are freaking out about that you got away with. Yeah, no, I should have. That was, you know what? I'm going to take this moment to apologize. Let me look in the camera and say, Carpenter and your wife, because you'll probably tweet something racist. I really feel that, you know what? I'm sorry. I fucked up. Throw the flag. I'm going to throw a flag at myself. I'm going to fucking punch myself in the dick tonight. I'm a piece of shit. Like, no.
Punch
like, why would you even ask that? So, you know, but the NFL, they said even afterwards, they go, yeah, it should have been a penalty. But they missed it. In the moment, you have a short amount of time as an NFL referee.
Agreed.
To call those calls. And guess what, man? They're calling so many already. They're probably like, I don't know, if I were an NFL ref, I'd be like, yo, man, call four penalties a fucking
dude,
half.
You've heard the players say you could call holding and pass interference every play on somebody.
Really say that?
Yes. You could call holding every fucking play
know,
on the
dude.
Line.
So what?
My thing is.
It's not a quota thing like a parking attendant.
No.
Like,
but I don't. When people say the fucking calls, the fucking refs. To me, that, and you'll never hear me say that, that is a pussy way out. There are missed calls every game for both teams, and some games are more lopsided than others, and it evens out over the year, and I really don't have any tolerance for it. I do kind of the only one that I had tolerance for a little bit. I kind of understand what Cam was saying.
Yeah,
there were some shots on him.
Some shots on him. Blows.
Yep. But at the same time, man, like, I listen. The refs are gonna make some mistakes because they're not full. That's not their full time job either.
Nope.
That's not. If you had to ref for one league, let's say baseball, can you skate? Ice skate?
No. One time I tried at my buddy's birthday party and I fell down, got a concussion, and I woke up with the whole birthday party hovering over me. Like in a movie, and I woke up from smelling salts, and I just see his face appear in a frame, and he goes, "You ruined my birthday party."
How old were you?
I think I told that story. 11.
Did I ever tell you about the time I got my buddy and I? So we were racing in the gym. I had a postgraduate year, so I graduated from high school, and then I went to another year of high school.
Nice.
So that was a nice way of saying he needs another year of high school.
But it'd be just to a different school, though.
At a postgraduate, so it was like a prep school, is what they call it. So it's like so. My buddy and I were in the gym, and we were going to race. And because I knew I was faster than him. I don't know if you know this, but I had a little bit of wheels. I wasn't the fastest dude in the world, but I was quickish.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So I knew I had this dude beat. So he was like, let's run to the gym, end of the gym. I go, okay. And he goes, I'll run through the left door. You run through the right door. I run through the right door. You run through the left door. I go, okay. So we start to sprint. And I'm probably about 30 yards in. I'm just running with him. And I said, bye. And I started to really run to accelerate through the door. I'm hitting top speed through the door. Well, his door was open. My door was locked. I ran full speed into a locked door.
Wow.
I knocked this tooth out.
Whoa.
Bounced out. I'm with you. Got knocked out. And I remember waking up to people around me. Now, I don't know. At 11, they probably weren't laughing. At 18.
Falling is funny at 11.
Yeah. At 18, in hysterics.
Okay, yeah, come on.
Because, first of all, my buddy Jay Morton, he's in Boston.
Yeah.
He was like, fucking Josh, your fucking tooth is gone.
Yeah, dude,
laughing.
Loving that.
He's fucking laughing.
Because you've never seen that at 18.
No.
You've never seen a tooth pop out of a dude's mouth.
Oh, I swallowed it. It shattered. I swallowed it. I was shitting.
Do you remember what that feels like?
Well, I remembered when I was shitting out teeth.
You shit out teeth.
Pieces of teeth, yeah.
You teeth shitter. Did you get that nickname?
No, I wish I had. Tooth shitter?
Teeth shitter.
Teeth shitter. But yeah, man. What's your worst injury of all time?
Sports related.
Yeah.
Breaking my ankle. Not even breaking it. Shattering all the ligaments and tendons. That was in 2013.
Playing basketball, did you roll it?
2012, yeah. I've rolled both my ankles probably dozens of times.
Just thinking about rolling my ankle fucking gives me the shivers.
Dude, it sounded like somebody stepped on a tree branch when it snapped.
I'll
show you the picture.
Did you crawl off the court?
They had to carry me off. Dude, I'll show you the picture because some
tears?
Of the shit you've sent me, I know you have a strong stomach.
Oh, yeah.
So, by the way, Josh sent me a video last week. I didn't know what it was. It's a dog. No, it's a cat. It's a dog.
How did you think that was a cat?
I don't know, man. Probably still trying to come down from my paranoia with the cat when I was high.
You see a woman in a dress, in a little dress.
Yeah, you see that first.
And there's a little lump under the dress.
Yeah, and you hear the sound of a, like the licking of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pan down and you see the top of a vagina.
And she lifts up her
dress. Lifts up her skirt and you see the top of a, you see the bottom of a stomach and the top of a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog is chilling right there and it's sandwiched in between those legs.
Going to town.
It's got little to none.
And a tiny little dog, like a little Shih Tzu dog.
And that dog is licking at a rate to where I'm like, oh my God.
Not only
that. That dog is going to the finish line.
Yeah.
That dog's not stopping.
No. That dog's not quitter.
You couldn't pull that dog off that woman.
Do you know what my favorite part about the video?
And I went, ooh!
How many times did you watch it?
4. That being said, did I send it along to people? Yes.
How many people? A zillion?
No, because that's not a number, but also maybe 7.
You know, when you get videos like that, and by the way, let me just say my favorite part of that video is that the dog makes consistent eye contact with the camera.
Yeah, that was definitely daunting.
Licking the vagina and staring at the camera was bizarre. And guys, before you were like, it's fucking animal cruelty, and it actually seemed like kind of a win-win. Dog looked like he was having a good time, and
I'm just kidding.
Not a win-win, guys.
No,
we shouldn't have dogs looking pussies.
I was actually trying to yes and that, and I was about to be like, I can't even say it. You know, like win-win. What would be the win-win for the dog? Like, is he quenching his thirst? Like, what's happening down there that maybe he's?
You know, like when you have a little salt on your fingers and the dog likes it.
Okay, so I'll send you a picture of my ankle. Is what I'm trying to say because right. I think you have a strong stomach. So I'm running on a court. It's an outdoor basketball court that's already not even, and it's outdoor, and there's like almost like, you know, just outdoor concrete courts are not conducive to. To just staying healthy the whole game. And mm-hmm. I was running one way and I turned the other. And I think just an amount of time of overtime, them being rolled consistently, they were so weak. And it was going to happen. But snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. I end up in the hospital.
Do you like still play basketball?
Oh, yeah. Not
how,
as much. And I
how much do you wrap them up?
I don't. I go socks, brace, double socks.
Double socks. Well, that's good.
And you know, I don't crash the boards as hard, but. Depends on the game, too, and what's at stake. I mean, when I was in the comedy league, I mean, I was going hard, and it's just still dominating. Because the doctor, I sent a picture of my dad, who's a doctor, and he goes.
Wait a second. Just so you know.
Yeah.
When you said the doctor, I thought that was a nickname for somebody on your team.
Hilarious.
So then you were like, the doctor. I'm like, who's the doctor?
Yeah, yeah. Diet Dr. J.
The doctor.
So I sent it to my dad, and he goes, I've never seen an ankle like that before. I go, do I need surgery? He goes, obviously. And I was like, fuck. And so I get in there, and they took an MRI, and the doctor's like, I need to put – he goes, it looks like a bomb went off in your ankle.
No.
He goes, ligaments and tendons are all over the place. He goes, I got to put this thing back together. He goes, don't worry, it'll make it'll be better than your ankle is obviously now, but, like, it'll be a new, better ankle. And it was sucked, dude. Up in that boot for a while, my mom came down to take care of me. I didn't want her to, but then she forced her way down, and I couldn't have done it without her. And then I remember doing stand-up for the first time, like, because I was in a boot. I was laid up for 4 weeks and then in a boot for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so in the boot, I was like, I'm going to do stand-up still. And that just, but even standing up, all that blood rushes to your leg.
That's the worst. When your leg is up all night and that when you got to go pee and you're like, oh, I got to put my foot down.
Oh, yeah.
And the blood rushes into the wound.
Dude, I would just pee in the little bucket thing I had to my right. One time I remember getting up, my ex at the time came down to stay with me. And which, you know, that's just, by the way, that was tough because it was like you still want to fool around, but like I'm in so much pain and Vicodin'd up, and it's like obviously there's one move. I lay there.
Yeah.
You know? But even that was like.
You could have done the dog move.
What? Oh, hilarious. How dare you? That's my ex you're talking about. She has a new boyfriend too. I just saw her post an Instagram picture. Whatever. I'm not bitter about it. So, all right. Coming up on Sunday, I don't know if you know this, but first of all, there's a very important game at stake. My Seahawks, your Patriots.
I'm aware.
Yeah. 5:30, it's a Sunday night game.
Foxborough.
That's a big deal. That's a big fucking game.
Yeah, huge.
It's going to be more watched than possibly the election. So here's what I want to do.
We're making a bet?
We got about 5 minutes left, yeah. The karaoke thing is, by the way, thank you for listening. Sorry we took a week off. The bet is happening. And it's happening not next. Oh, fuck, I don't want to keep promising.
Are you out of town next week?
I'm out on every weekend until the end of the year. So it's got to be midday week.
Yeah, but that's better for me.
Great.
Because we're both out of town.
Maybe. Dude, check this out.
Just
maybe.
So you know, I've changed your song.
What to what?
It's a George Michael song.
Got to have faith?
I can't decide.
It's got to be one I know. Because that, you know, or I guess I learn it.
Did I leave my phone in the car? Oh.
Here's the thing. I know people were like, dude, are you guys ever going to karaoke? First of all, fucking take it easy.
Yeah.
All right? Second of all, you know, because it doesn't matter. But also, we are, and this adds to the suspense. Here's what's going to happen. If my Seahawks win, I will pay for all your drinks that night at the karaoke bar. Because we're not just going for one or two. We're going to drink a little bit.
Yeah.
If the Patriots win, I'll wear a Patriots jersey while I sing.
That's a really good question.
Or what? Or
I'm thinking about this for your song.
Wow.
Do you know this song?
Keep playing it.
I was going to fast forward a little bit for you.
I love the intro.
You don't know this song?
It sounds like, give me time.
No, it's
not that.
But also, are we going to do a little freestyle? You want to find the beat while I play this?
Sure.
So this is going to be your song. You've never heard the song?
No.
This is what you're going to.
Oh, my God. I'll wear a wig and a Patriots jersey. I'll dress like fucking Belichick.
This is what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to hear you do this.
Who sings this?
George Michael. I don't know the word song.
Okay.
Either.
All right, I'll figure it out. What's the song called?
One More Try.
What's the chorus sound like?
It's about to.
All right.
Listen to this. You've never heard this?
No.
Oh, this is going to be great. Oh, come on. I can't wait to you. Here we go.
All right.
Just let me know. Are you going to give me some fists? Oh, that sounded terrible. Are you going to?
I'll get into it.
Passion?
Yeah, I'll get into it. That's a dude, if you're singing karaoke, especially in a bet, yeah, it's required to bring it.
All right.
All right, good. Happening.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So we were going to do a little freestyle
because this is
I'm feeling good about myself.
You can freestyle this week you know.
Do you want to beatbox or do you want to give me a beat?
I got you. Ready? Thanks for listening, by the way. We're going to close out on this.
Do you want to give your dates?
Yeah. This weekend I'm at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, Utah, Thursday, which is tonight. Friday and Saturday in Ogden at the Wise Guys in Ogden. So tonight at the Salt Lake City Wise Guys, Friday and Saturday at the Ogden. Get your tickets at Wise Guys.
Send my cousin over there.
Yeah, I'll get him tickets.
All right.
AdamRayTV.com or WiseGuys.com. And then next weekend I'm in Timonia, Maryland at Magoobies. But by the way, shout out to Erie, Pennsylvania and Junior's Last Laugh. What
love
a club.
That place.
Dude, they loved you. They loved me. It was a great time.
Junior's the best.
Junior's the fucking man. The staff is great.
Best.
The people that came out
best.
Were great.
They drank more than any
they
crowd I've ever seen.
They love to drink.
Yeah.
The room is dope. It's wide enough,
amazing.
Deep enough, but intimate.
Yep.
Which is what the dog probably would describe the woman's vagina as.
Wide and deep and intimate.
Yeah. The Plymouth, went to that bar. Love your guys' decor. Peanut shells on the floor. Hell yeah. Hadn't seen that before. That was fucking a really sweet rhyme I just did. Maybe I should beatbox. All right, here we go. So that's where I'm going to be. Where are you going to be, Josh?
I only have two dates really for the rest of the year. I have a college this week, but it's closed, just the college. In December, I'm going to the David Ortiz Golf Classic in the Dominican the first week of December.
Wow.
And then I'm going to be at Stanford's in Kansas City, I believe the second week in December, but it's all on ComedianJoshWell.com. And then New Year's Eve in Pittsburgh at the Improv.
Nice. Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter, Josh Wolf Comedy on Twitter.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Josh Wolf Comedy.
Adam Ray 33. Okay. So do you have your topic? I need to give you a topic, right? Or do you want to pick one? Have you rapped before, by the way?
Do you want me to, because I could just freestyle, or do you want me to have a topic?
No. You know what? Just whatever. Yeah. I'll give you one word to start with. How about that? Yeah. You don't have to open with it, but at some point you hit it.
Okay.
I'll give you two words. Titty, and hell yeah.
That's three words.
Okay. By the way, real quick, let me just.
You know what? One of my favorite things about you. Can I honestly tell you one of my favorite things?
Yeah.
That you just when you just said okay, when things like that happen, or if something happens where you realize that you didn't do it right, you pause for a second. You're like, all right, whatever. Like there is. Yeah. You're like,
recognition,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Quiet recognition. I'm all about it.
Yeah, okay.
But real quick, that word thing reminded me of this, which I posted on my Instagram, and it's gotten a lot of hits. And on Facebook, it's almost gotten 200,000 views. But go to my Instagram and watch this. But this is a CNN reporter interviewing a Trump lady.
Issues important to you that you went with Trump.
What are the issues?
I just think we need a change.
That's the issue?
Change.
That's not an issue. Jesus Christ, Trump supporters.
And if you wake up tomorrow morning and Hillary Clinton's president, one word, how we both feel. I'm glad it'll be over. More than one word, but we'll let that go.
Yeah, it's
one
not
more.
One word.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Two words. They can't count here.
Oh, shots fired.
I appreciate
holy
it.
Shit. Right to their face. You guys can't count. We'll be right back with more CNN. Fuck you to your face.
Anyway, it reminded me of that because you called me out for more words.
I do like the fact that you post on your Instagram you watching TV.
Yeah. I started doing it a while ago, just commentating on stupid. Because when I work out, I'll put my.
Do you work out in here?
Yeah, I'll drag that fucking stair stepper right in front of the TV, and I'll fucking watch, you know, whatever's on. That's how I catch up on anything. But you know,
holy
for an hour,
shit,
or whatever,
I didn't
and then
even see a stair stepper.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Hashtag single life. All right, here we go.
I got to hear the beat for a second. What?
Come on, dude. Feel it. A true rapper doesn't say what before the
But there's
fucking...
no beat. Yeah. Where's the beat, though?
Yeah, I don't. All right, this is a little long.
I need. There's nothing there. This is me going, yeah, I'm back.
I think it's gonna. Yeah, there you go. Jesus. All right, you know what? Let me find another one.
That I mean, was, I, that was, the, that was they're
that's they, why it's a free beatbox. All right, this
they're
one's
waiting
better.
With bass. Okay.
We go.
Oh yeah, here we go. What? What? It's Josh and Adam. We're in the apartment. We're in the pocket. We're in the compartment. We podcasting about sports. Sometimes sports. Not wearing shorts, cause we're two guys sitting in our jeans. We. Hell yeah, we say what we mean, and we like titties, we like them real bad. If you don't like titties, well, don't be mad. What? We come to you once a week. Lots what we say is a tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, Adam likes the Seahawks. I can't be sad because he doesn't know sports. I gotta bring him to a Patriots game.
So close to being dope. So close.
I ran out.
In typical white guy fashion, you ran out of rhymes, you know?
I did. You know why? Because
but
I
you
went,
were locked in.
I went back to sad.
You rhymed weak with tongue in cheek. You rhymed apartment with compartment.
Yeah. But then I said sad, and then I knew I didn't want to rhyme the ad again, and I just gave up.
You know what? I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
At the beginning, I was around 8.5.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I think maybe we should do a little more of that. I think I can figure it out.
All right. Next week, bring it.
All right, and all right. Next week, karaoke.
What is it called?
Karaoke.
Good night, everybody.
Later.
Good call.